From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief for June 23rd. It's Riley, June 23rd. 10 stories from overnight sourcing first, takes second. Let's get into it. First, from Beyond the Kale, the best Prime Day deals, no junk, just favorites. Hi KJ fam, it's been a while since I've shared a big sales post, and honestly I've mostly wanted to use this space to share my love for nourishing food, simple recipes, and all things kitchen related. But when a sale like Prime Week comes around, I can't help but share some of my favorite finds with you too. I've spent hours curating the very best deals on products I personally own, use, and genuinely love, especially some of my most used kitchen essentials. My goal is to make shopping Prime Week feel less overwhelming by narrowing it down to items that are actually worth it. Mini food processor, Cuisinart air fryer, Beast blender, Vitamix, KitchenAid, Ninja Creamy, Maca Master, mixing bowls, citrus squeezer, muffin tins, knife set, meat thermometer, caraway set, levies, undies, biker shorts, nippies, leggings, belt, button-up tank, faux suede jacket, socks, white tee, Shaw, shampoo, conditioner, collagen mask, body lotion, deodorant, clean skin towels, tanning lotion, Booster Pro, teeth whitening strips, styling wand, body wash, green machine, shark hand vacuum, geometry towels, Hatch Restore, Dyson vacuum, Kindle, tower fan, ice maker, drip drop hydration packets, adjustable, e-weights, walking pad, dumbbell set, treadmill, weighted vest, Aura ring, resistance bands, back rollers, Beats headphones, speaker, frame TV, Apple TV, laptop, iPad. I always love getting your messages when you buy one of my recommendations. These sales are one of my favorite times to invest in higher ticket items because you can often snag them at major discounts. I've already checked pricing on most of these, and many are at their lowest prices of the year. Happy shopping, and I hope you find something you love as much as I do. Happy shopping, friends. So, Nicole, next, second, from The Verge. The best Prime Day deals we found on our favorite gear. Hey, so I've been digging through Prime Day and the first thing that jumps out is how the laptop discounts have shifted. The big MacBook Pro cuts are gone, but the base 14-inch model with the new M5 chip is still $150 off at $1,549, and it packs 16 GB of RAM, a terabyte of storage, and a decent port selection enough for most creators without breaking the bank. Kindle's own Paperwhite got a modest price dip, but the real surprise is the ColorSoft Signature Bundle, the 32 GB version with wireless charging, leather cover, and dock slides to $257.97, a solid saving compared to its usual $354 price tag. On the e-reader side, the tiny Xtank X4 is now $55.20, down from $69, and it actually magnetically sticks to MagSafe phones, which is a neat trick. Headphones are where the magic happens. Sony's older XM5 is now $198, the lowest we've seen, while the newer XM6 brings better sound and a foldable design for a bit more. Bose's Quiet Comfort Ultra over-ear headphones dip to $379. And JBL's Tour 1M3 Smart TX hits $249.99, which is $200 off, plus they support Orcast sharing, something you don't see every day. A couple of monitors also got a nice trim. Asus's 32-inch Pro Art 6000 drops to $999.99, and the 27-inch 5000 Pro Art falls to $649.99, both offering higher resolution panels and plenty of ports. If you need a power bank, Anker's 25,000 mAh laptop charger is still a lifesaver at its regular price, but it's a good reminder that the accessories market is still humming along nicely. Up next, third, from ARS Technica Science. With Starfall, SpaceX eyes an edge in global cargo delivery from orbit. SpaceX is gearing up for a single demonstration flight of its new Starfall re-entry pod. The vehicle, a saucer-shaped capsule, will hitch a ride on a Falcon 9 from Cape Canaveral and, after two orbits, separate to glide back through the atmosphere and splash down in the Pacific about 800 miles west of California. The test is purely operational. There's no comparative data or long-term study yet, so the outcome will be a binary: did it survive re-entry and land where we aimed, rather than a performance benchmark. If the pod makes it to the ocean as planned, it proves the basic concept works. Success would give SpaceX a proof of concept for delivering cargo from low Earth orbit to any point on Earth. But any commercial or logistical claims will still need more flights and real-world deliveries to back them up. And then, fourth, from Ars Technica. with Starfall, SpaceX eyes an edge in global cargo delivery from orbit. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is set to launch Tuesday to test a new re-entry vehicle designed to deliver cargo anywhere in the world from low Earth orbit. The company developed the new saucer-shaped re-entry pod, called Starfall, under a veil of secrecy. Its purpose is to support the transport and delivery of goods through space, according to an environmental assessment published by the Federal Aviation Administration last month. The first demonstration of the Starfall vehicle is scheduled for Tuesday morning. At least one of the Starfall vehicles will ride into orbit atop a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, Florida, perhaps alongside another undisclosed payload. After circling the planet two times, the Falcon 9 upper stage will release Starfall to re-enter the atmosphere and target a parachute-assisted splashdown in the Pacific Ocean around 800 miles west of California. Next, fifth, from Ars Technica. With Starfall, SpaceX eyes an edge in global cargo delivery from orbit. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket is set to launch Tuesday to test a new re-entry vehicle designed to deliver cargo anywhere in the world from low Earth orbit. The company developed the new saucer-shaped re-entry pod, called Starfall, under a veil of secrecy. Its purpose is to support the transport and delivery of goods through space, according to an environmental assessment published by the Federal Aviation Administration last month. The first demonstration of the Starfall vehicle is scheduled for Tuesday morning. At least one of the Starfall vehicles will ride into orbit atop a Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, Florida, perhaps alongside another undisclosed payload. After circling the planet two times, the Falcon 9 upper stage will release Starfall to re-enter the atmosphere and target a parachute-assisted splashdown in the Pacific Ocean around 800 miles west of California. Up next, 6, from Mashable Tech. The best Prime Day deals on Echo devices shop smart speakers, smart displays, and bedside clocks. TLDR, Amazon is using its early Prime Day hub to showcase its new Alexa Plus ecosystem, but all first-party Echo devices are currently listed at full retail price. Hold off on buying until June 23 or check out the live sales on Sonos and Bose gear instead. It's only June 8, but Amazon is pushing its upcoming Prime Day sale hard as it does every year, though it feels like the sale starts earlier and earlier each time. The company's using flashy blue banners to make it look like the event's already underway, but if you look at the actual price tags, you'll see all of the Echo devices are still listed at their original list price. To help you plan out your shopping cart ahead of time, here's a quick breakdown of what these full-price devices are going for right now versus how low we expect them to drop when the sale officially kicks off. Amazon Echo Show 11. The Amazon Echo Show 11 is Amazon's newest Echo Show model, so we're not expecting a huge discount on this one, but it was listed for $169.99 on May 1, so if you're looking for a new smart display, there's still hope. Some things on the site are on sale, just not these. Instead of offering discounts, Amazon is using this early window to lure customers to the site and get some eyes on its new generative AI assistant, Alexa Plus. Right now, it's still listed at its full $219.99 retail price. Amazon Echo Hub. Right now, the Amazon Echo Hub will run you $179.99. But, if you're patient, we expect it to drop $60 by the time the sale starts. It hit $119.99 during Amazon's October Prime Day sale last year, so $60 is our minimum discount expectation. Amazon Echo Dot Max. The Amazon Echo Dot Max is still sitting at its full retail price of $99.99, but like the Amazon Echo Show 11, it had a substantial price drop on May 1. We expect to see this device get down to $74.99 during the sale to match that previous all-time low. Amazon Echo Spot. The Amazon Echo Spot is full price at $79.99 right now, so we advise waiting. We've seen earlier iterations of this clock hit $44.99 during past savings events, which is a much fairer price for a bedside display. If you just can't wait until June 23 to buy a smart speaker, there are a few Alexa-enabled devices on sale right now, including Sonos Roam 2 $134, $179, say $45, Sonos Era 100 $189, $290, save $30, JBL Authentics 200 $199.95, $379.95, save $180, Bose Portable Smart Speaker $299, $399, save $1 and red dollars. $79, Sonos Era 300, $379, $479, save $100. The main takeaway here is to not let early promotional banners rush you into paying full retail price for an Echo speaker. Amazon Echo Pop Kids. The cartoon-themed editions of the Amazon Echo Pop Kids are holding firm at $49.99 right now. These models usually drop to half off during actual site-wide sales, so hold out for the $24.99 mark. Bookmark your favorites, build your cart, and wait for the real first-party price cuts to drop later this month. And then, 7th, from Slashdot. Following user outcry, AMD reinstates memory encryption in consumer CPUs. Last week, AMD was found to have stripped memory encryption from its consumer CPUs without any warning or notice. Now, following a wave of backlash on social media, the chipmaker has now reinstated the protection, though it still hasn't explained why the safeguard was disabled in the first place. Ars Technica reports, following the revelation, social media was deluged by comments from AMD consumers decrying the move. They noted that AMD's quiet removal of TSMID after supporting it for so long seemed underhanded. The move came solely as a result of firmware changes made in a recent update. With no physical changes required to silicon, continued support was largely, if not purely, a matter of will rather than a necessity required by changes to hardware. The critics called on AMD to reverse the move. Over the weekend, AMD said it planned to do just that in a firmware update scheduled for release next month. More often than not, the chipmaker refers to TSMIA as memory guard. Regarding certain non-PRO Ryzen 9000 series desktop processors, a BIOS option to enable memory guard was previously available but was removed in a recent update, AMD said in an email. Based on valuable community feedback, we will reinstate this option in an upcoming BIOS release in July. The company has yet to explain why it removed the protection. Critics speculate that AMD dropped it in an attempt to steer customers toward more costly CPUs. It's possible, though, that there were less nefarious reasons, such as the difficulty of continued support as chip designs changed. Another possibility is that AMD made the move for performance reasons. Encrypting and decrypting data in memory creates latency. Slowdowns are the enemy of gamers, one of the more popular customer segments using the 9000 line of Ryzen processors. Since many gamers already voluntarily disabled TSMI and had little need for it in the first place, AMD may not have considered the change of much consequence. Read more of this story at Slashdot. Next, 8th, from the Next Web, Google invests $75 million in A24 as DeepMind launches AI filmmaking research partnership. Google is putting about $75 million into A24. The indie studio that's been behind a string of buzzworthy moves like Backrooms and Obsession. It's not just a cash injection. It's the first time Google is taking an equity stake in a film company, and the money is tied to a new research partnership with DeepMind. The idea is to blend A24's creative instincts with DeepMind's AI chops. Filmmakers at A24 will get early access to tools that can help with everything from script analysis to visual effects planning, while DeepMind gets a real-world lab to test how AI can actually support storytelling. It's a two-way street. The studio gets cutting-edge tech, and Google gets data on how AI works in a creative pipeline. Both sides say they're looking beyond the hype. Rather than using AI to replace any part of the filmmaking process, they want it to act as a collaborator, something that can suggest ideas, flag potential continuity issues, or even help with budgeting without taking the human touch away. The partnership is still in its early stages, but the goal is to see if AI can make the craft smoother, not replace the people who love making movies. If it works, this could set a template for how studios and tech giants team up on the next generation of movies. For now, A24 gets a hefty boost and a chance to experiment with AI, while Google gets a front row seat to how creative teams actually use the technology. It's a curious mix of art and science, and we'll be watching to see what kind of stories emerge from it. Up next, 9th, from Mac Rumors. The best Prime Day deals on AirPods, Apple Watch, AirTag, and more. Note, Mac Rumors is an affiliate partner with Amazon. When you click a link and make a purchase, we may receive a small payment, which helps us keep the site running. For our coverage, we're focusing on discounts for Apple and Apple-related products that can be purchased right now on Amazon. As of today, this includes deals on AirPods, Apple Watch, iPad, monitors, charging accessories, and more. We're also sharing deals being matched at retailers like Best Buy in some cases. As is typical for Prime Day deals, these markdowns are very time-sensitive, so sales listed below may disappear fast, and new ones may appear even faster. With this in mind, we'll keep this article updated over the next few days, and keep an eye on the MacRumors front page as we'll be posting particularly great deals in separate articles next week. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, Amazon Prime Day requires you to have an Amazon Prime membership to take advantage of the discounts. Special for 2026, Amazon is also offering 50% off Prime memberships for young adults. Prime for Young Adults is a discounted Prime membership for anyone age 18-24 that offers all of the Prime benefits at $69 per year, half of the price of regular Prime. Amazon has the AirPods Max 2 on sale for $399 in all colors, down from $549. This is an all-time low price on the headphones. This is accompanied by a great discount on the AirPods 4 for Prime Day, available for $99, down from $129. Apple's AirTag 2 has hit the new low price of $24 for the 1-pack and $89 for the 4-pack. This is the first major discount we've ever seen on the AirTag 2 at Amazon since the device launched earlier in 2026. The new AirTag is equipped with a second-generation ultra-wideband chip, enabling the precision finding feature to work up to 50% farther away from an item compared to the previous generation model. Amazon is discounting a wide array of Apple Watch Ultra 3 models down to $649 for Prime Day from $799. This is a new all-time low price on the 2025 smartwatch, beating the previous record low price by about $50, and it's available in both natural and black titanium color options. Amazon this week has all-time low prices on the Apple Watch Series 11, with $120 discounts across numerous models of the smartwatch. This sale includes a handful of GPS aluminum models on sale at record low prices. You can get the 42mm GPS Apple Watch Series 11 for $279, down from $399, and the 46mm GPS model for $309, down from $429. On Amazon, you'll find three of the 42mm GPS models and three of the 46mm GPS models on sale at these all-time low prices. Amazon is also taking $50 off the Apple Watch SE 3, starting at $199 for the 40mm GPS model. These are matches of all-time low prices on the SE 3, and it's been over 4 months since we last tracked these prices on the wearable. You can also get the 44mm GPS Apple Watch SE 3 on sale for $229, down from $279. Both the 40mm and 44mm GPS models are available in Midnight and Starlight Aluminum at these prices. You'll find $149 off a few models of the 13-inch M5 MacBook Air on Amazon this week, starting at $949.99 for the 512GB model, down from $1,099. Amazon has brought back all-time low prices on a handful of M4 iPad Air tablets for Prime Day. This includes both 11-inch and 13-inch models of the brand new 2026 M4 iPad Air. Specifically, the 128GB Wi-Fi 11-inch M4 iPad Air has dropped to $519.99, down from $599, beating the previous low price by about $40. Amazon is taking up to $52 off Wi-Fi and cellular models of Apple's 11th generation iPad for Prime Day. Prices start at $299 for the 128GB Wi-Fi iPad, down from $349, a second best price on this model. If you're on the hunt for more discounts, be sure to visit our Apple Deals Roundup, where we recap the best Apple-related bargains of the past week. Interested in hearing more about the best deals you can find in 2026? Related Roundup. Apple Deals Tag. Prime Day. This article, the best Prime Day deals on AirPods, Apple Watch, AirTag, and more first appeared on MacRumors.com. Discuss this article in our forums. And then, 10th, from the wrap. Google invests $75 million in A24 for new AI partnership. Google is investing in A24 as part of an artificial intelligence research partnership, the companies announced on Monday. The investment is approximately $75 million, tied to their AI deal and not a capital raise, the wrap has learned. A24 and Google's DeepMind AI unit intend to create new workflows, tools, and techniques for filmmaking and distribution. That's the day.